Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
Do you have clearly established standards for the type of client that you know you can serve most powerfully? There's an exercise that we all do in our business, and it's identifying our ideal client. Most of the time when we're doing this, we're focusing on things like demographics, their roles, all of these external things. Yet there's a deeper place for us to spend some time when it comes to really calling forth, magnetizing and attracting the most ideal and dreamiest clients that we are uniquely designed to serve. And that is uncovering the essence of that client. One of the easiest ways that I've discovered to really be crystal clear of the essence, essentially the frequency, the flavor, the tone — that sounded kind of weird, flavor — but the tone of the person's energy when they're coming in is to clarify who that ideal client is, way beyond the typical ways that we talk about ideal clients, their pain points, their frustrations, their desires, their buyer personas, all that. Now, when I'm talking about essence, what I'm really talking about is standards that you have for who you are here to serve. Standards can be identified in a couple different ways. One is, what are you available for? The other, what are you not available for? For example, some of my standards when it comes to knowing that I'm the perfect and right fit for a particular client or prospect, that I absolutely am confident that I can support them in creating the results that they want to create, are the following. They have a very clear vision. They might not know how they're going to bring it to fruition, but they have a sense or a feeling that they are here to do big things. They're called into impact. Again, they might not even know what that impact is, but it's a knowing inside that they are here to play a big game. Another standard that I am totally available for are clients who are incredibly resourceful. They do their research, they make fast decisions, they're intuitive. Most of the clients who reach out to me know that they are meant to work with me before we even have a conversation. Just think about how easy sales is when that's the standard that you're setting and you're operating all of your marketing and visibility efforts from that standard. Another standard that's really important to me is my clients understand and value the power of energetics and mindset. Most of my clients reach out to me because they've tried many strategies. And while the strategies have worked, they've come with a cost. They've come with the cost of their well-being, their balance, their mental health, the stress, the pressure, the complexity, all of that. And so in spite of doing everything right, they know that there's more available to them. They want to continue to sustain the same level of success that they've already had, but they want to be able to do it with more peace, fun, enjoyment, all of those things, and know that they're missing something, but they don't know what they're missing. Now, some of the things that I'm not available for. I'm not available for clients that need to be convinced. I'm not available for clients that only make decisions from their head and logic. I'm not available for clients who want to abdicate responsibility and make me responsible for their results. I'm not available for clients who know what their ROI will be and ask me to have a crystal ball without even knowing anything about them. I'm not available for clients that are making fear-based choices when they say yes to working with me. One of the things that I ensure I walk my clients through when they're in the decision-making process is that they're setting their intention from a high conscious place. Because you know what happens when people make investments from a place of fear? They actually call forth more fear, and the opportunity for them to get results lessens significantly. So I understand the purpose and the power of intention when it comes to making decisions like this, and that they already set up the trajectory of their success when they're making their decision from a place of possibility instead of a place of problem. So these are some examples of the standards that I set when it comes to who I really know that I'm aligned to work with and who's a good fit for me. Once your standards are crystal clear and set, you have a deep intuitive knowing. You get little nigglies or feelings when it's not a good fit. Now, just because it's not a good fit doesn't mean that they're not going to be your client. And that's where it gets really cool. Actually, recently I had two different people reach out to me inquiring to work with me. I had those little bit of red flags. I could see that there were a few things showing up that were bumping up against the standards that I'd established for who I'm here to work with. But rather than shutting it down or turning it away. I just clearly communicated who I'm a fit for and who I'm not for. And if that didn't align with what they were looking for, that I wish them well and hope that they found the perfect and right mentor that they were looking for. In both cases, this is what happened. When the standards were clearly communicated, when you stand fully in your gifts and your knowing of what you bring to the table, how you facilitate transformation, what sets you up to be able to serve at your highest capacity for your clients to get the results that they're looking for, when you clearly communicate that, one of two things is going to happen. Either that person is going to step into the shoes that you just put in front of them, they're actually going to feel relief and knowing that this is exactly what they need, or two, they're going to realize that you are not the coach or mentor for them, and they will go on their merry way. Now, the beautiful thing about this is the more refined your intuition is, and really the more clear that you are on your standards, the more quickly you can get to that part of the conversation. This saves you so much time in your business. It's likely without standards, you spend a lot of time vetting potential clients, a lot of back and forth, a lot of conversation. But when you have your standards clearly established, you just know if these little red flags pop up, in spite of the fact that they're really awesome, amazing, brilliant, lovely people, you just know. I truly believe who we are meant to partner with, our support team, our mentors, our coaches, and who we are meant to support is already divinely orchestrated. It's like a soul contract in a way. So that means we can really honor those soul contracts, but only if we do our part, only if we know for certain who we are available for and who we are not available for. This is taking your ideal client avatar much deeper than you've probably ever taken it before. That's what I mean by the essence. Now, there's also energy levels, whether it's maps of consciousness or the 7 levels of energy. I really use that as a powerful guide for determining the essence of the client that I'm meant to serve. So in the 7 levels of energy, level 5, for example, would be speaking to the fact that this person has a certain level of consciousness that makes it so that they are willing to take risks in the direction of opportunities, that they choose opportunity over their fear, that they're willing to make fast decisions, that they are willing to put their money where their mouth is. That's all examples of the 5th level of energy and some of the standards that I personally set in my business around that. Now, the 6th level of energy, some standards around that: intuition, creative, big vision, believe in synchronicity, tapped into some higher spiritual principles, believe in something bigger than themselves, know that there's unseen forces working in their favor. All those type beliefs that set them up for success ultimately are with the 6th level of energy and allow me to help define who my ideal audience is and who I'm meant to serve. Now, that doesn't mean that they also are struggling with their own fears and insecurities and doubts. The question isn't whether or not they have any of those or don't have any of those. Of course they do. There's a reason they're reaching out to you. The question just is, how strong or which way does the pendulum sway when push comes to shove? Where's their decision-making faculties? Does it align more with fear and problem, or does it align more with possibility and desire? So again, I'm just sharing these as examples, but ultimately it's up to you to really dial in the essence of your perfect ideal client through also taking a look at what are the standards you want to set. The standards as in, what are you available for and what are you not available for? What are you willing to work with people around and what are you not willing to work with people around? And then after that is very clearly established, now the only thing is truly upholding them. Having direct, clear communication, being able to articulate exactly what they are, being able to incorporate it into any visibility, writing, speaking that you're doing to really call forth those that are in alignment with how you like to work. So my invitation to you is to spend some time and really establish your own standards and watch what starts to unfold in your business once you do.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.